You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Out. And I just want to dive right in today. I really super encourage you to go back and listen to the last episode when you get a shot. It's just like 11 minutes long, and it really sets today up. And just the truth, the consideration that this good news must be shared, but it must be shared right. And that sometimes that something good, when it's shared wrong, seems bad. And I use the soup and a shoe illustration. And so go back and think about that, because there's a process of a person's heart being prepared, the seed of the Word of God planted, the watering by prayer and by the Holy Spirit, that process of a person coming to accept Jesus, to come to God. And then there's an all of a sudden, there's the turn on a dime. And so the good news, aren't you glad somebody shared the good news with you? Now, I want to work a little bit today on sharing this good news, excuse me, in the right way. So one question would be that all of us have to consider is why do we not share this good news? Why do we not share this good news? Maybe for some of you, you didn't realize you were supposed to. Well, you are. You're to go and spread that. If you're blessed, you're to be a blessing. And, you know, you've received this and you're to share this. Go into all the world and preach, publish, distribute the good news. And so I'm thinking big scheme, but also small. You know, personal relationship. That's kind of where I'm focused on these podcasts right now. So why don't you share the good news? Well, maybe you didn't know you were supposed to. Maybe you didn't want to pressure people. Maybe by your personality, your temperament, you're kind of shy. Maybe you don't have an awareness or an urgency, a realization that heaven's real and hell is real. Maybe fear of rejection. Boy, we all have that. Maybe you don't know what to do. You don't know what to say. Or maybe you don't feel ready. Maybe, you know, I should share this good news. I know that, but I don't want to mess up a friendship. I don't want to appear weird. I'm not really sure what to say. So let's work on that a little bit today and perhaps in the next episode. So let me help you get ready to share the good news. First of all, know that we all have a commission. A commission. That, by definition, is an order. It's a charge. It's a command. The last words of Jesus before he ascended into heaven and then sat down at the right hand of the Father was for us to go and to share this good news. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, in the New Living Translation, it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, it says that we are to do the work of an evangelist. We are to be, by definition, a bringer of good news. So you and I have a commission. It's something that Jesus said, go do this. And I don't want to push you, but by definition, again, it's an order, it's a charge, it's a command. It's something that Jesus wants you to go do. We have a commission to share this good news with everyone. Second thing I would say that we need to work on is how to articulate the good news. And by that I mean that we're able to understand it and state it simply and clearly. You know, some people have a real knack at taking difficult things and making them really plain and clear and simple. And others have a way of taking some of the clear and plain and simple and just making it difficult and confusing. I think of a lot of illustrations, but I digress. So we have to articulate this good news to be able to understand it ourselves, to think through it in simple, clear terms and be able to share it. John 3:16-17, let me quote it for you, is clear and simple. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but so that the world might be saved through him. So that's pretty clear. And then you could expound on that just a bit. See, religion and religious jargon is not the good news. Religion is rules and regulations, makes you uptight. It's a list of do's and don'ts. It just evokes fear. It gives us the wrong idea of God, obligation. So we're not talking about religion. We're talking about good news. And here's some things about the good news. God is good. God loves you. Sin, which we all have done and do, separates us from God. And God sent his Son, Jesus, and Jesus died for our sins. And if you believe that, your sins will be forgiven, and you'll be helped on earth, and you'll be headed to heaven. So those are just like some bullet points of the good news. So we all have a commission, and we need to know how to articulate the good news. And I would encourage you to take the time and make sure that you understand it first, that you're articulating it in clear, simple terms yourself so that you can then convey that to others. And then let me share one other one today, and it is this, a prayer of surrender. I just think that, you know, because of all the opposition in our own mind, why we don't share, you know, I'm nervous, I'm shy, I don't want to pressure people, I'm not real clear on this, I'm afraid, you know, whatever it would be, I'm busy, I don't care that much. I think a prayer of surrender is in place. Isaiah 6:8, Isaiah said this, and I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And then I said, here am I, send me. And at some point we just surrender to God and say, Lord, here I am, send me. I need you to help me. I need you to use me, but I want to be available. I make myself available. Help me to be sensitive to you and to them. And please help me. Please lead me. Please go before me and prepare the way. Please go with me. Please give me the words. Please don't let me embarrass myself or misrepresent you. This can be done in a right way. I surrender myself. Lord, help me to do this. And really, you only want to show up where he has set it up. You don't want to just go out of some religious obligation. Okay, I'm going to share with three people today. You know, that's good, but maybe not. You only want to show up where he has set it up. And you don't want to miss where he has set it up. So that's where that prayer of surrender, that God, I'm available. Help me to be sensitive and led by you. And timing is everything. Timing is absolutely everything. And so, you know, surrendered and sensitive to the leading of God, and so that you can show up where he set it up. And the Holy Spirit prepares. He goes before, and he will convict someone and convince someone. He draws people to himself. He will set up situations, and he will give you favor. And that's way better than just out of some kind of obligation or program. Here we go. We're going to go witness, and I know God has used that. Please don't hear me wrong on this, but I'm talking about just you and me and an individual and relationships and people in certain settings that you may end up. You have no idea how God has set that up. I know numerous testimonies of people who now love and follow Jesus that were in a desperate place and said, God, if you're really real, if you do love me, if you would take me as your child or take me back, let me come home, then will you just send somebody? And it doesn't even have to be somebody that they know, and sometimes it's even better that it's not. And you know, God, by his Spirit, would tap somebody, hey, just go do this, that person, just share this with them. And that was the turning point for them. And the Holy Spirit set that up. You don't want to show up where he has not set it up. And so let the Holy Spirit lead you, but you have to surrender to him. Again, this good news is worth sharing. It's worth sharing right. People away from God matter to God. Help that to matter to us, Lord. Think about this, pray about this, and in the next episode, I'll share a couple more things with you as we're working on sharing this good news in the right way. I pray you have a great week. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you'll join me next time, and God bless you. Until then, we'll see you on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.